This is Al Jazeera, web producer on the ground in Cairo, reporting on Monday afternoon. Six members of the Al Jazeera team have been detained and their equipment confiscated from our location. They've been taken away. We're not sure to where. We have a continuous view of the events in Tahrir Square, where the crowd has become massive. I would estimate thousands are there, at least 2,000, 3,000, possibly more. The tanks and armored personnel carriers and other equipment seem to have disappeared, at least from the road leading into Tahrir next to the Egyptian Museum, which could be interpreted as an ominous sign, given that the army had been taking control of the security situation in Tahrir. We know, of course, that police are returning to the streets today. We've seen them. As we reported earlier, they've been going from station to station, holding impromptu press conferences. There were plainclothes officers with automatic rifles and handguns. There were officers in camouflage flak jackets and helmets with submachine guns. One officer told us that they were deploying today, and when I asked him if they were deploying in uniforms or not, he said he didn't know. But the crowd, again, in Tahrir is quite massive and only getting bigger. People continue to filter in. There seems to be no checkpoints or blockades preventing them from doing so. We were told that the army was still going to control security in the square and not the police. That was by it was a captain or some mid-level officer who was manning a checkpoint. He told us this, but obviously he might not know the whole story. We'll keep you updated as events continue to unfold today and amidst what appears to be a continued government crackdown on our operations.